Hello, my name is Ann Curtis. I am the food manager, food service manager for the Cook County School System. I do all the meal planning, I do all the main meal cooking, all the baking, plus all the bookwork, etc. for the whole K through 12 grades. Between what we serve for breakfast and what we serve for lunch and the a la carte students, there's about 500 to 525 that come through our cafeteria every day. My day starts at 4 a.m. The alarm goes off and I'm here by 5. I start to get the, if there's any baking that I have to do for the day, that's done first. And then I go on to getting the main menu, the main lunch menu ready. Well, 2/3 of my menu is scratch, made from scratch. So there's no preservatives. Every Thursday is mashed potato day. So some of those days are really, there's a lot involved, especially turkey day. If you have dressing, the turkey has to be sliced because you cook it the day before. Turkey roast or pork roast has to be sliced that day. You have to make your potatoes, your gravy. So there's a lot of work involved with that. It's nonstop. The day goes really, really fast. So, and when you're old, you just have to keep moving because you don't dare sit, you know? The best part of my day, when the students come through the lunch line. I love these kids. That's what it's all about. The other day, a 10th grader came through the line. He says, "Mrs. Curtis, I just love your sloppy joes. You're the best cook." And I thought, "Whoa, that's nice to hear at the end of my tenure here." And he says, I said, "Well, thank you." And he says, "Well, when I make it big," he said, "I'm hiring you as my personal chef." I said, "Okay," I said, "but you better make it quick." He laughs. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent comments that you get from the kids, at least you know, you're dealing with them. Smile. I'll take that under advisement. That's you know, but there's more hands-on. You're dealing with who you're cooking for. I am a messy cook, and so my help can tell you about all the disasters that have happened to me back here. But I think one of the funniest things was I was making gravy one day, and because we were having chicken gravy, and so I made the gravy, and it wasn't thickening up fast enough for me, so I ran back to get what I thought was cornstarch. So I mixed it up with the water, stood in front of the first pot on the stove, poured it in there, and it exploded like a volcano. I mean, this stuff just went flying all over. Duh, what do I do? Couldn't figure out why this happened. I moved down to the second pot and put it in the second pot. Now I have gravy all over the place. Here it was baking soda I grabbed. You never see such a mess. It was unbelievable. Just unbelievable. They still talk about that one. I think the hardest thing is dealing with the financial end of it. Because if I lose money, then they have to take it out of the school budget, which takes away from either purchase for books or paper or whatever. And so you don't want to be the fault of that. So, and it's hard, especially in this day and age. It's really hard. I've been here for 7.5 years. My last day here will be June 12th. It's going to be hard to walk out those doors. Really hard. But it's time. It's time for younger stuff. Younger blood to get in here. And so, you know, but I'm in my element. Food and kids. So it's going to be hard. Really hard. I just love everything about it. You know, and I just always felt like I was really somebody doing this job. Never really had that. And I just, at this point in my life, it just felt like I really felt important because I was doing something for something I love, to cook and bake, and for these kids. These kids are everything. You know, fantastic kids in this school.